Exclusive, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. I am the only person who can beat Joe Manchin. By Hannah Blow on May 13, 2023. West Virginia Senate candidate Governor Jim Justice, RWV, believes he is the only individual who can soundly defeat Senator Joe Manchin. DWV, in the next election, building his case for the importance of Republican leadership during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Justice explained that he is running for Manchin's Senate seat, characterizing himself as a patriot who loves the country. The governor explained that the forefathers had it right when they stepped up and served. But the United States is now at a place where we could very well lose our country. Seeing what is at stake led to his decision to run for the Senate seat, Justice said, warning of the dangers of having Democrats controlling the Senate. While Justice said Manchin, who has yet to announce his re-election bid as a Democrat, has a lot of charisma and a political machine behind him, he noted that the senator always seems to migrate home when it comes to crunch time, essentially going back to the Democrat side and leaving the American people with disasters such as the Inflation Reduction Act. Voters would not have to worry about that with Justice, the candidate, who emphasized his commitment to truth, said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Governor Jim Justice, RWV, May 13, 2023. I'm going to tell you the truth. I challenge the media all the time. You find something that knowingly I told you is not true, and they can't do it, Justice said. Because, and that's unbelievable for a politician. You know, but I don't want to be a politician. I am the only person that can beat Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Justice said, emphasizing the importance of taking back the Senate. We can't screw this, you know, in all honesty, if we screw this up. Shame on us, he warned, describing the state of affairs under Democrat leadership. Whether it be what happened in Afghanistan, what's going on with inflation, what's going on with energy independence, what's going on at the border, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, from crime to everything else under the sun, Justice said. And if anybody in their right, reasonable minds should think that that's the pathway that we need to be on, I think they're lunatics. Justice used Jimmy Carter's presidency as an example, listing some of the scandals of the day, from the hostages in Iran to giving away the Panama Canal and interest rates going crazy. With all that being said, the Soviet Union was on the march like you can't imagine. The strongest of the strongest of the strong, and in a matter of just a very few years, Ronald Reagan is standing in East Germany saying, Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and the Soviet Union collapsed, he said, explaining that Americans, again, have the chance to put the country back on solid, logical, reasonable pathways to absolute goodness. If we continue the way we're going, we could lose this country, he warned, later adding, I don't believe I have radical views, you know, but I am very, very concerned. There is a distinct difference in the direction the country is going now, Justice continued, pointing to the wokeness in schools as an example. Can you imagine if we just fast forward? It's that simple. We're gonna have that another 10 years? Where are we going? He asked, also expressing support for former President Donald Trump, who Justice said did a fabulous job leading the country. We have got to absolutely take control of the Senate again, he said, highlighting once more his support for Trump, particularly in light of the former president's recent CNN town hall. Justice said the town hall displayed bitterness from the other side, while Trump displayed leadership and intelligence. He added that he is friends with the Trump family and knows Trump sometimes has a tough persona, but characterized him as someone who truly cares. A lot of times people can't see that, but yeah, I thought he did a great job on CNN the other day, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.